Hello, this is Will calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Thomas Norwood. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is
Hello.
Will from Hi, good afternoon. This is Will from National Opinion Survey. Am I speaking to Thomas Norwood?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. The only reason I might call is because I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Yes, sir. It's a quick one.
No, not really. First of all, I need to know if you're in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, sir.
Thank you, sir. Are you 18 years old and registered voter?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances?
I will. Definitely will.
Thank you very much. What is your exact age?
49.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
Mixed.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It doesn't matter to me. White people are going to do what they want to do.
I understand, but are you satisfied, a little bit?
It doesn't matter to me. White people are going to do what they want to do. It's their country.
Okay, now I'd like for you to rate your feelings for some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Critical race theory, CRT. Sir?
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what it is? Okay, thank you. Your local school board.
Not good.
0 to 100, what number would you give them?
5.
5, thank you. The American Federation of Teachers.
Mm-hmm. 50.
Thank you. Public schools.
20.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter.
Wow. 100.
Thank you very much. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Public school teachers.
100.
Thank you. Public charter schools.
100.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
20.
Thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just enough, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Next question. Next, will you say that charter schools or public schools do better, do a better job at educating students? Public schools do much better. Public schools somewhat better. Charter schools somewhat better. Charter schools much better, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference. It's all about the teachers.
Thank you. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, or 0 means that it's not important at all. number one, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market, 0 to 10. What would you rate them?
10.
Thank you. Thank you. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Become more organized and have a structure, 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you very much. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting, 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Embrace American values and be proud to be an American citizen, 0 to 10.
9.
9. Thank you very much. Next question. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount of money or too much money or not enough money on public school education?
Not enough money.
Not enough. Thank you very much. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last past 2 years?
Nope.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, CRT? Have you heard a little, a lot, or nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Politics.
Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree?
I'm in the middle.
Okay, so that will be somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you very much. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classrooms discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree. School strongly is not for politics.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. What is your point of view on that? Strongly agree, somewhat agree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please.
Well, we're going to finish this interview. Can you hurry up, please?
Yeah, we are at 70%. We just need 30 more percent. So I please ask you to bear with me just a little longer. So some say that it will help improve quality public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or you strongly oppose it. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you
strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose. Increasing teachers' pay.
Very, very agree.
Very. Strongly support?
Strongly support.
Okay. Teaching about American history of slavery and segregation. Do you strongly support, somewhat support?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Strongly support.
Thank you. Adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergartens through 12th grade public schools.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Or strongly oppose. Okay, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you strongly support somewhat?
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. Next question: some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about the early African civilization, the Black experience in America.
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly find it convincing, 5 means somewhat convincing, 0 means that you don't find it convincing at all. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. 0 to 10.
10.
10. Thank you. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also a small move for 10. Thank you very much. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform a surgery or our carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years and even decades earning their credentials and studying the subject matter. Thank you. Next question. We about done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism, slavery, and the United States. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Switching the gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last grade of schooling that you completed? 11th grade, high school, some college, a vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you very much. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
married,
single? Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted in the past, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Something else. Thank you very much. Next question. Do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last past 10 years?
Say that again, please.
You don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Nope.
No. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I don't fuck with politics.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Never. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. If a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian, does that apply to you, someone in your household, or doesn't apply?
Doesn't apply.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does that apply to you, someone in your household, or doesn't apply at all?
Doesn't apply at all.
Thank you very much. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I highly appreciate your time. Your opinion is very valuable. You have a good one.
Same to you.
Thank you.